I love the sound of breaking glass. J'espère que vous êtes bien à notre écoute. Notre lunchtime en anglais continue avec la chronique Breaking Glass de Dennis Bro. I need the noises of destruction.
This is I Fought the Law. The law being corporate media and its shilling for global arms dealers and fossil fuel companies as it cheers on global war and planetary destruction. I'm your host, Dennis Bro. I'm a journalist, novelist, educator, and media critic. Our first segment is called Dispatches, and today's dispatch is The Invaders, Alien Beings from a Dying Empire. The Invaders, Alien Beings from a Dying Planet. Their destination, the Earth. Their mission, to make it their world. It began with the landing of a craft from another galaxy. Now, David Vincent knows that the invaders are here, that they have taken human form. Somehow, he must convince a disbelieving world that the nightmare has already begun. That was the opening of a piece of 50s paranoia that ran on TV in the mid-60s. These creatures from another planet are just like us, but some of them have a deformity. A pinky finger that sticks straight up. Each week, architect Vincent tried to tell people that the planet was in danger, launched by a deadly foe that did not mind wiping out all life on Earth to make way for this alien life form from a planet whose inhabitants assumed human shape but showed no emotion. Unfortunately, the invaders still walk among us. They resemble ordinary politicians, except their rhetoric is much more bellicose. They threaten the rest of the planet and at every moment attempt to push war and halt peace. They have ordinary names like Newland, Sullivan, Blinken, and Biden. And you can tell them not by their extended pinkies, but by their use of the word democracy as an excuse for their desire for planetary dominance. They disrupt the flow of goods and the peaceful development of the resources of that part of the Earth called the Global South in order to maintain their dominion. They are especially active in what was once called Eurasia. When they saw the possibilities for shared resources with Russia and Western Europe, they immediately went into disruptor mode in order to further promote their own oil and gas and maintain their dominance over their Caucasian vassals. Make no mistake about it, they are invaders. They themselves recently revealed they have launched 251 military interventions since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991 and 469 since the invaders arrived in the U.S. in 1798. The greater contemporary danger, though, for these creatures, for whom peace is an alien concept, is the coming together to share resources and aid that is the mutual development of the landmass of Eurasia. This danger is led by China's Belt and Road Initiative, which, despite its problems, aims to be a bridge between the developing countries and Europe, with the trade on this new Silk Road raising living standards all along the way. The aliens in the U.S. already reeling from their failure to decimate Russia in their Ukraine proxy war, as 87% of the world's population refuses to commit to the war, have now set their sights on destroying the Belt and Road Initiative, which they see as a challenge to their mission to control the Earth, to keep it exclusively their world. What they pose as the alternative to the Chinese rising tide, which lifts all boats, is endless destruction and a kind of mafia protection racket. Either you are with us or against us, and if you are against us, we are coming for you, and you will be destroyed. This is the Biden, Blinken, Sullivan, Newland logic. And as they clamor for a rules-based order, behind the braying lies the power of their alien weapons, now spread out in 800 military bases in over 80 countries, while China, the country they present as a major military threat, has one foreign base in one country. The way of life of this alien race is crumbling as their leader, who they call the Biden, walks the streets of Ukraine with a fake air raid siren to make it seem he is in danger, Well, they ignore their own people who are dying in a chemical spill, and then a purposeful explosion that may have decimated the drinking water and livelihoods of one-third of their own world, making it far more dangerous for the Biden to walk the streets of Palestine, Ohio, where he does not dare to go, than those of Kiev. David Vincent had to go person to person in the late 60s to warn about these alien invaders, as people refused to wake up to the danger they posed. It's far more difficult for the David, Diane, Denisha, and Damone Vincents of today because the aliens have captured all means of communication in their world and emit an endless stream of blather, utterly out of touch with the geopolitical realities of the world around them. Behind the wall, patrolled by their alien devices which censor all global perspective, they reward their lying media, as just recently, a daily newspaper now taken over completely by these creatures, the New York Times, was awarded the prestigious Polk Award for their coverage of the war in Ukraine, a completely one-sided and often inaccurate view of the war with almost no reporting on how and why the war started, and recently not one word written about the revelations that their alien masters blew up the Russian Nord Stream pipeline. Can the drive toward death and destruction by these alien creatures and their mad lust for power be stopped before they destroy the Earth in their attempt to make it their world and to keep the rest of the world from rising? The architect David Vincent tried to spread the word, but it will take all of us to build a peaceful world and rid this one of this ever more dangerous alien menace. This is a preview of an upcoming episode of I Fought the Law, featuring prolific author and historian Gerald Horn, entitled Me Tarzan, You Are Either With Us or Against Us, Joe Biden's Africa Policy. Oh, change of mind,
something breaking glass. Dennis Brough is the author of Film Noir, American Workers and Postwar Hollywood, Class Crime and International Film Noir, and Maverick or How the West Was Lost. His current book is Hyper-Industrialism and Television Seriality, The End of Leisure and the Birth of the Binge. C'était Breaking Glass de Dennis Brough sur Art District. Très bonne suite de nos programmes, jazzistiques et artistiques, à notre écoute. Sound.